Radio Business Report. Radio News.
Good morning. I'm Bob DiCarlo with your Tuesday morning edition of the RBR Daily E-Paper for this July the 6th. Hi-ho, hi-ho. It's back to trying to meet second half of the year budgets we go. Little humor there, folks, since we in radio will need all the humor we can muster. Here's what's facing us in radio as we are back to the front lines after a nice long holiday weekend.
RBR Radio News.
When we left on Friday, NAB's big guy Eddie Fritz was none too happy. He's answered a pair of VIPs in Washington, cracking his whip about the political coverage. Here's the problem. The perception on the Hill by our uneducated politicians sees it that we in radio aren't giving enough coverage to their cause. Cause? Because they want to get reelected. Fritz used the opportunity to slap the silly faces at the FCC, in short, telling all the commissioners to wake up and step up by requiring cable systems to carry DTV multicasting. Best put this one on your watch list because the DTV issue is getting hotter. P.S. Eddie, you have 2 years on your contract extension. Make them count. Seems Emmis, nicknamed the Chirping Canary, and Jeff Smulian get the Rodney Dangerfield Award of no respect. Being 1 month ahead reporting its earnings and on a fiscal year, so they're always off balance to the light-headed Wall Street types who, by the way, are just trying to understand what Smulian reported last week. All bean counters should take a look at our column in today's RBR. 9 new affiliates start Monday, July 19th, carrying the Howard Stern Show, bringing the total to 28 stations. Viacom's Infinity Broadcasting makes up a big hunk of them, giving Stern and the agencies all of the top 10 markets. So, who else carries the king of all media? Check out the Who's Carrying Howard in this morning's RBR.
RBR. Ad Biz.
Latest video idea. T-shirts with flat screen technology is becoming even cheaper and smaller, and TV screens are showing up everywhere. Now there's T-shirts with an 11-inch video screen mounted on the chest. Like the old-fashioned board signs in the old days, each shirt costs about $1,000 to make, so don't go looking for them in the racket Wally World. RBR has the details and the web link, and it is a must view.
RBR, Washington Beat.
The legal beagles at Womble, Carlisle, Sandridge, and Rice are warning that the FCC's notice of inquiry into broadcast localism could have a profound effect on the way the industry does business. It has a very broad scope, so pay close attention to this morning's RBR. Over in television, in our sister morning e-paper, TVBR,
TV News.
Here is what's happening. CBS's Everybody Loves Raymond is in its final season, but co-star Patricia Heaton may have her next gig already lined up. We heard she has optioned the book Enslaved by Ducks by Bob Tarty and developed it into a new sitcom. Hey, and finally, how's your second half of the year looking? In the dumper? Well, the answer is positioning, content, presentation. This you can do every morning with RBR's morning e-paper and our monthly solutions print magazine. Hey, if they can put a TV screen on a T-shirt, we can do much better for you. If you need help with ideas and solutions, call publisher Jim Carnegie, 703-719-9500, or June Barnes at 803-731-5951. Their emails are on the right-hand side of the RBR e-paper. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Bob DiCarlo, hoping you have a great one, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Radio Business Report. First, fast, accurate, and independently owned.